Talking today with Brian Klippenstein with Protect the Harvest. Brian, let's talk a little bit about State Question 777.
Yes, sir.
Our Oklahoma agricultural groups are really starting to get organized. We've got fundraising underway. I know that you all are going to continue to be a resource for the state in getting this thing successfully through next November.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're excited about it, and we're excited because of the prospects of victory. We're excited about the coalition that's coming together, the early and the hard work, the enthusiastic work that's going on, and, you know, the broader messaging that's going on, too. You know, we, I think, too often focus on the producer and focus less on the other 99% who are the beneficiaries of what the producer provides them, which is affordable food choices. Right. And they stand the most to gain. And we've talked about this before, Ron, but everything that the activists propose these days has at least one thing in common, and that is it costs more to put food on your plate. It costs more at the grocery store, at the restaurant, and that's just bad news for consumers.
Right. What are you hearing right now? In other words, I know that in your Missouri experience, you had a pretty hard push by animal activists, folks that didn't really like animal agriculture or modern production agriculture. Are you thinking that's probably going to happen in the case of Oklahoma as well?
Well, Missouri did a heck of a job of putting a campaign together on short notice, but Oklahoma is ahead of where Missouri was. Oklahoma is informed by the experience that Missouri had. Oklahoma will not be surprised when the deceptive ads come in from the other side, when the big money comes in, when the divide and conquer strategy comes in. And I think getting to people early with the truth is going to make a world of difference. So I'm very optimistic. Additionally, in the state of Missouri, we didn't get to the urban areas early enough, well enough to help them understand that this was probably more about their well-being than ours.
So at this point, Oklahoma starts, already starting that process.
Yes, sir.
With no opposition out there actively pushing it the other direction.
Yeah. Yeah, and, what you can count on from the opposition, we're clearly planning that there's going to be a formidable opposition and a large commitment to defeat us. However, they tend to be reasonably practical. If we can get, if we can build enough of a lead and enough of a base, and win this thing before it begins, how many million they'll put into it will be affected.
So we could see if we get some survey results showing really a lot of support for 777, that makes their decision to spend those kind of monies, maybe they take that money somewhere else.
Yeah, because they have other states where they'd like to stick it to the consumer and stick it to the farmer, and they don't have unlimited resources either. But just to be very clear, we are counting on them coming. They came in Missouri. They came with a very deceptive but effective ad. They found a vulnerability based on deception and exploited it. And so for those people who don't spend a lot of time paying attention to it, they move some voters that otherwise would have been on our side.
Very good.